Greetings and welcome to the second installment of our podcast series, The Workforce Lens, brought to you by Tarrant County College in North Texas. I am Shannon Bryant, Executive Vice President for Corporate Solutions and Economic Development, and I will be your host, moderating strategic conversations with employers and economic developers on all things related to preparing and growing the workforce today and the future. Today, our guest is Kevin Smalling, Vice President of Business Development and Security Programs at Walmart Technologies. Kevin, we are super excited to have you here today. I got the joy of being able to explore your facility here not too long ago, so welcome to the podcast.
You sure did. Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me. I'm very pleased to be here and talk about our company and being new here in the area. So thank you for the invite.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll get into all those details. So let's start out. Kevin, can you tell our audience a little bit about Walmart, you know, what your industry is, the type of products that you produce, your location, and just some details about the company overall?
Absolutely. More than glad to. So we're Walmart Technologies. We are an armored vehicle manufacturer, and we mainly deal with U.S. government agencies, Department of State, Department of Defense, FBI, but we also do local and state agencies as well. So again, our primary mission and purpose is to manufacture armored vehicles. Most of them are very specialized. They're not the usual Brinks truck that you may see on the road. These are more like for VIP protection, foreign service officers, ambassadors, and other directors and heads of agencies in the U.S. government.
Very good. And how long has the company been in business?
The company's been in business just under 20 years now at a couple different locations. We started in Atlanta, Georgia, and we still have a satellite office there. But we chose to move. It was a strategic move, and you know, every company evolves and grows. We chose to move to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And this is now where our headquarters is based.
Okay, that's why I was wondering if this was now considered to be your headquarters location. So that kind of comes to the second question. And Kevin, can you tell us a little bit why Texas was selected for the expansion and the ultimate decision to move to the DFW area?
Yes. So we did a lot of searching, and we looked at, you know, where the best economy was for us, and a lot of different things as far as main lines of transportation, ease of access, a strong workforce, a diverse workforce that has a lot of talent in the automotive industry, and specifically, you know, our division or our specialty of armoring. And we narrowed it down to Texas. Obviously, we're here.
And we are super excited to have you here.
So are we. Everybody's loving it. And the economy is strong here. They're very favorable towards businesses. Things like we're doing right now, today, happen here. Not that they don't happen in other places, but it seems to be more of an exciting and really expanding business environment here in this section of Texas. And so the main reason we chose it was because of the economy. It's a good location. We also have an affiliate here of ours on the huge corporate ownership side called GDC Technique. And so our main facility is right next to theirs. It's at the end of Alliance Field in northwest Fort Worth.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. There you go. Off of 35.
Mm-hmm. And a great facility, brand new facility. Brand new for us. And it allows us to do every aspect from the beginning stages of our manufacturing and tear down to the final assembly and polish and paint of any of the vehicles that we produce.
Right. And how many square feet do you have in the new plant?
60,000. And there's another 8,000 of admin spaces.
Okay. So room to grow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. So Kevin, getting to know your industry a little bit more, can you tell us what does the competitive landscape look like for your type of business?
Okay. Well, in Texas specifically, there are a couple different armored vehicle manufacturers, and you know, none of them are bad. They're all good in their own way, what they do. We, of course, think that we're bringing another level of quality to that arena with our products, and we're very proud of them. And something I always say is that if something leaves our door, I want to be able to say to that customer that I would personally be willing to sit in it and feel confident that it would protect me. Getting a little off track from your question, I guess.
That's okay. No problem.
It's a little bit competitive in the way that it's feast or famine. So if one or two companies get a huge order or a huge contract from the government or another agency or entity, even for them, it's a little bit feast or famine again. So you're either you have a huge order or you're trickling in one or two. So it's very competitive. And what sets us apart is the quality that we put into our vehicles.
Right, absolutely. So out of curiosity, how does a company like yours put word on the street of your products and services? How do you market and promote your products?
Well, we do our best to advertise with our networking and former and current clients and customers. We get out and meet people. I personally get out and meet people, go to police offices, SWAT offices, and then the Chamber of Commerce is also, the Fort Worth Chamber of Commerce has done a great deal to help us here. So it was one of the things I immediately sought out upon arrival, or soon after, is to get on with them, become a member, and then make networking and introductions to all the people that I think would be interested in our products.
Great. Yep. Those relationships are certainly key.
They are. So. And podcasts like this also helps us.
There you go. Wonderful. Hopefully someone out there is listening, right?
I'm sure they are.
Okay. So I'm curious to know, how has your move to North Texas given you access to any new consumer segments or allowed you to expand to grow into new growth markets?
Well, new consumer sections would be, you all have a greater number of police here, larger police forces, I should say. I think that's more accurate. And you also have the largest border here. So we're looking at heading down that way and talking to Border Patrol, Department of Homeland Security as well. So that's an expansion for us because of the physical location of Atlanta just wasn't available. So that's one of the main areas that we're looking to engage with.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So how many employees do you currently have here in Tarrant County?
Right now, we're carrying about 35, and that's including salaried employees.
And how many of those 35 actually came from Georgia upon the move here?
There's only about three of us. I'm one of them. The owner said, hey, I need you to go out there and spearhead this, start getting everything together about a little over a year ago. I, of course, jumped at it. I love Texas. It's a great state and great people here, very warm, very friendly. So there were about three of us. Our chief armorer also, he kind of does a deployed to do the job thing and then goes back home to see his family about once a month. So it's pretty hard on him, but he's a real trooper and a dedicated employee. So there's about three of us. And then one of the other gentlemen is in the accounting section, and he moved over as well.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're happy to have you in here and have you expanding in the area. Speaking of that, what are your growth plans over the next few years for your employee base here?
Well, it really depends on my engagement with all the local entities. And we'd like to see, obviously any company would like to see enormous growth. But it depends on, the environment, the climate, and the political climate also influences that. Not so much, I don't mean politics at the national level, but how that kind of bleeds down into budgets for any type of security programs or vehicles, et cetera. So that'll affect our sales. If you can't sell something to somebody who's, not in the market for it.
Right, exactly.
So hopefully, and I think things will go positive for us, just on my outlook of how things are going to go in the future for this industry and for us in particular. I think they'll do well financially, workforce, and we're hoping to increase our workforce sourcing from local talent.
Okay, and so I'm curious to know, speaking of the workforce, what type of positions and skill sets are you currently hiring for? What kind of?
Currently, we're ending a couple of projects, so we're not in the hiring phase right now, but we soon will be. We're expecting imminent award of a fairly large contract with the U.S. government. And upon award, as soon as we get a verbal notification that it's been awarded, we'll be looking for skilled laborers, upholstering, bodywork, painting, automotive, And also, I think this is where part of your area comes in, is hiring some young talent straight out of a technical college, engineering, automotive engineering, and give them an opportunity and a really unique start in their career or in their focus of study to work with an armored vehicle company. I mean, not a lot of people get to say that.
That's pretty exciting, right?
Yeah, I would think so, especially for a young woman or a young man coming straight out of college.
Right, absolutely. So I'm curious to know, so you said you have 35 employees right now, and only three of those folks came from Georgia. Mm-hmm. Have you found it easy to hire the talent pipeline that you need thus far, and do you have any concerns about hiring the new pipeline, I guess you should say, based on any new awards or contracts you might get?
No, we have no concerns at all. Texas has an enormous workforce and, again, an extremely diverse amount of talent and a workforce here. So it was very easy for us to find the right people with the right skills and experience so far, and we have absolutely no worries or concerns about finding them in the future.
Okay, wonderful. So what surprised you most about your relocation to Texas? Anything that that's come up that surprised you?
Well, I'm originally from Kentucky, so I would say the weather, but I'm used to all it, you know.
Well, I'm from Ohio. I get that, right? Especially a few weeks ago, yes.
Yeah, exactly. you know, everybody jokes about the weather here, but I would say the main thing is the sincerity. I've thought about this. I've told some friends back home and overseas, and like, how's Texas? You know, you got a cowboy hat yet and all that. And I said, well, you know,
I did notice you have your boots on today.
I do. I wore them. So I would say the sincerity of the hospitality really, really struck me. And, you know, again, from Kentucky, we're known for being very, very nice people, I guess, and, you know, showing hospitality. But as an example, going into a local marketplace or a grocery store, and I was obviously lost, and a lady took the time to say, you know, can I help you find something? You look like this is the first time at a grocery store. I said, no, ma'am, I just moved here. I'm just trying to get oriented. And she says, well, you know, welcome to Texas, and glad to have you here, and what are you doing? Where are you from? And I just kept running into that everywhere, not just the grocery store, but again, the sincerity of the hospitality. It's very genuine here. So
I would absolutely agree. I have someone being here about a year and a half myself, so yeah. That's wonderful. So I guess the last question I'm a little bit biased on. So tell us from your perspective as an employer, what role or benefit, and you can speak to this from either your move here to Texas or the time that you had in Georgia with your facility, what role or benefit do community colleges such as TCC play in the workforce development today of organizations like yours?
I would say it's a small part because it's not, I don't think it's capitalized on enough. I don't think that employers take enough advantage of it, but I think it's a force multiplier if people choose to engage and pull from that, that resource, you know, get out, make liaison with a small community college or a technical college. The subject matter expert or the technical expert that you've been looking for may be right there under your nose, you know, 3 or 4 miles down the road at a small community college or a large community college like this one, a technical college, because you've got all that talent right there. And just because someone is younger or maybe doesn't have a ton of experience due to their, you know, their age or, you know, doesn't mean that they're not talented and that they don't have a lot of technical expertise. So I think any company, any organization should take advantage of that and become more engaged with their local community and education establishments. I guess. Is that the right word?
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly is. And that's the, you know, that's kind of the whole purpose of the podcast, right, is to start to put a light or a lens on, if you will, the fact that community colleges really are the workforce provider for organizations.
I obviously concur. But think of the name, community. It's your community. It's people from that community. It's your community college. They're there. They're from the local community. They're local, and it's a resource that I don't think is tapped into enough.
Does Walmart do anything in the realm of apprenticeship programs or anything like that, or have you or had considered given consideration to that?
Yes, we have, and we actually did in Atlanta. We had several people come, and they were on an apprenticeship program with us. They did very well, and we're looking to do that here. Right now, we were kind of jumping in with both feet to get the contracts that were currently being worked finished. But just like myself being here, it's just a step, keep making steps towards that and reach our goals. But yes, we do intend to do that here.
Okay, wonderful. So, well, Kevin, I've really enjoyed having you on the show today. I don't know, is there any last minute comments or thoughts?
No, thank you again for having me. We're very excited about it. My CEO and the owner of the company is excited to be able to find out where to listen in or hear a recording of this. So,
well, we'll certainly make that happen. Is your CEO in Georgia?
No, he's currently overseas right now on some other business. But
okay, well, maybe we can get him in the studio sometime when he comes to visit.
He may be up for it. I'll try and convince him. Thank you again.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much, Kevin. And we look forward to seeing you all on a future podcast of the Workforce Lens. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.